1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. 10 months from now, the felony trial of a former president of the United States. CBS's Jim Krasula on the newly drawn-up timeline.
The May 20th, 2024 trial date in former President Donald Trump's classified documents case is a compromise. Prosecutors wanted the trial to be held in December. Lawyers for Mr. Trump requested the trial take place after the 2024 presidential election.
One court hearing for the GOP presidential frontrunner prior to the trial is set for the day after the Iowa caucuses. The New York Times reports former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who was set to fight it out in court with the Trump Organization over legal fees, is expected to reach a settlement. Singer Tony Bennett, who died today at 96, said he wanted to be remembered as a tunesmith. He was that and more.
Fly me to the moon.
His career drew a line from the big bands to Sinatra to Lady Gaga. Variety music critic Chris Williams.
He could have kept going even when he had to retire because of the Alzheimer's, because when you put him on stage, he was just totally going instinctively.
Love for sale.
Tony Bennett, over his long career, won 20 Grammy Awards. Now to California. CBS's Carter Evans says it's one of the states still sweltering in triple-digit heat.
With temperatures expected to hit 120 or higher in Palm Springs today, Gaspar Gonzalez and his construction crew have to hydrate.
Drink a lot of water and got a break when they need it.
The surface temperature of the street they're working on is 142 degrees.
Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says the heat dome is stretching out.
It will also start to include areas in the upper Midwest from Minnesota down through Iowa into Missouri and continue spreading east beyond Oklahoma and into the Tennessee Valley.
The White House says Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and other companies have agreed to a set of new AI standards brokered by the government. Some of the commitments call for third-party oversight. We're just hours away now from the U.S. team's debut performance at the Women's World Cup, a match with Vietnam in New Zealand. U.S. defender Kelly O'Hara.
We have in front of ourselves an opportunity to win a World Cup, and that's what happens every 4 years. So to me, it's just focusing on, like, win this tournament. That's the most important thing.
The U.S. team is going for a three-peat. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 78 points. NASDAQ is up 27. This is CBS News.
What's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard? This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two-thirds of people on Medicaid in Wisconsin are losing their coverage, Pete Schwabe reports.
The first Medicaid re-enrollment in 3 years came up against some sizable challenges. The Department of Health Services says only 30% of people required to reapply were successful. About 40% who tried to re-up were rejected. The rest either didn't reapply or their applications are still in the works. Medicaid renewals were automatic during the COVID-19 pandemic, but people have to sign up themselves again now that emergency orders are lifted. Some will lose their coverage due to stricter new income guidelines. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Leftover federal COVID-19 relief money is going to Wisconsin's child care industry. Governor Evers is directing about $13 million to the Child Care Count state subsidy program. The Joint Finance Committee signed off on Evers' request yesterday. The money has to be redistributed by the end of the year. Child Care Counts is credited with keeping thousands of Wisconsin child care centers in business since it started 3 years ago. The chair and the vice chair of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission are resigning today in protest. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Ed Falone and Amanda Avalos say it's in protest of a new state law that strips the commission of much of its authority. The body was created to provide civilian oversight of the police and fire departments. Their resignations will leave the 9-member board with only 6 members. Another member quit earlier this month to take a job out of state. Members of the Milwaukee Common Council are considering suing the state legislature over new restrictions on local government. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Crime in Wisconsin's largest city is going down. Milwaukee police are out with first half numbers for this year. 72 people were murdered this year, but that compares to 105 at this time last year. That's a 31% drop, but the number of non-fatal shootings is up. Milwaukee police aren't satisfied. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says too many young people are still using guns.
We continue to see an alarming number of adolescents and young adults involved in firearm-related crimes. Youth resorting to guns for conflict resolution is unacceptable for us all, and this must stop.
Property crime is down 18% in Milwaukee, and auto thefts are down 32%. Scientists say climate change is making tornadoes stronger and more frequent. Tornadoes are also posing a bigger threat to more people. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more in today's climate conversation.
As the Earth's temperatures climb, so does the threat of extreme weather events such as tornadoes. Atmospheric scientist Walker Ashley says, while such events have occurred in the past, the evidence points to climate change contributing to the frequency and magnitude, especially when it comes to tornado behavior. The fundamental ingredients needed to fuel these disasters are becoming more and more available. With more moisture, atmospheric instability, and wind shear, this is not only leading to more tornadoes, but also more hailstorms. Ashley said these ingredients are now spanning over a larger area too, expanding the bullseye effect into major cities. As the populations grow, the chances of the needle in a haystack tornado hitting a city becomes greater than it used to be. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
There's a $10,000 reward for anyone who helps a Reedsburg family reunite with their missing son. No one's seen 13-year-old James Yulbanski since June 12th. The boy's father hopes the cash might motivate someone who knows where he might be. Concern for James's safety is growing as more time passes. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The future of the paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids was discussed at a town meeting last night. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission heard from Kyle Kearns, Director of Community Development for the city.
The intent of this plan was to develop a strategy to recover from the paper mill closing, which primarily resulted due to the pandemic.
The multi-tiered plan he presented offered different opportunities for future development of the property.
We're limited in our actions to govern what happens on the site.
The Swedish company Billerud acquired the mill in 2023, but sees it as a minor asset and doesn't intend to restart it. The company is still evaluating if they will sell or hold on to the mill. In the meantime, the city wants to have a plan in place if they do decide to sell.
Goal is to hopefully regain lost jobs, sales and production through redevelopment over time.
The board voted to adopt the plan and have it on file for future reference. County Highway W will be closed in the town of Grand Rapids starting July 25th. There will be a detour starting next Tuesday to avoid the section of County Highway W that will be under construction. The detour will utilize Highway 54 and County Highway U. Crews will be fixing the highway and constructing a roundabout at the intersection of County Highway W and 48th Street. They expect to be completed with construction by September 30th. The Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championships is already underway at Lake Wazeecha. The four-day tournament began yesterday with the individual competitions. Today and over the weekend, the ski teams will compete. This is the 57th annual Water Ski Show Championships taking place at Red Sands Beach in Wisconsin Rapids. The Rafters need to catch a break tonight in their second game against the Battle Jacks. Their fifth loss in a row went down 7-5 yesterday. They take on Battle Creek at Witter Field again tonight. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Some summer heat slowly begins to build back in, minus the humidity. Today, we will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s, with some beaches along the Great Lakes remaining in the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds will be out of the north, but much calmer as we sit happy under sunny skies. We can thank that high pressure system for this perfect Friday. Keep in mind, a few showers and small storms have the chance to pop up in northern Wisconsin after 4 this afternoon. None are expected to be severe and they look to be very brief, completely fizzling out by midnight and only putting down a trace of rainfall. Now, some storms return by Saturday afternoon and move across the state through the evening hours. None of those will be severe, and only a quarter of an inch of rain is expected to fall, not really giving much relief to the current drought conditions. But by Sunday, the sunshine returns, and also the mid-80s. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Atlanta Braves, the team with the best record in baseball, are back in Milwaukee tonight to face the Brewers, game time 7-10. Freddy Peralta facing Atlanta's Mike Soroka. The Brewers winning 5 of their last 6 after a 4-0 shutout against the Phillies yesterday, thanks to a strong 8-inning showing by starter Corbin Burns. Craig Counsell.
Look, we had a really good road trip, and when you have a good road trip, you know, lots of people did good things, so... You know, throughout the road trip, Andrew Monasterio, I thought, had a really good, he had a great series here in Philadelphia, offensively, on base a ton. So we have a lot of guys playing well, and that's what leads to a lot of wins.
Christian Yelich with a 3-run home run yesterday in Philly talked about this homestand against the Braves this weekend, followed by the Cincinnati Reds after the road trip coming out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, we played a couple good teams to open up the second half, and we're going home and playing 2 more good teams and back on the road to play good teams. So we got a tough stretch coming up here. We need to play well, and I think we will.
The Brewers now with a 2.5 game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. The Reds beating the Giants again, this time 5-1. The Cubs losing at home to the Cardinals 7-2. In golf, it was a 3-way tie for the lead after round 1 of the British Open yesterday. American Jordan Spieth with 3 shots off the pace at 2-under.
Didn't hit any really bad shots, to be honest, but that's happens at the Open, and I was very pleased with the round. I felt like my game's been in a really good place. I felt like the results haven't necessarily been showing it, but I like opens, and it's been really good performance the last couple days, which is always nice to draw off of.
NFL. After 24 years, Daniel Snyder no longer owns the Washington Commanders, the league fining him $60 million for mismanagement of the team. They also approved the sale of the Commanders to a group of investors led by 76ers owner Josh Harris for over $6 billion. Harris, after the announcement...
This is a new era for Washington football, and everyone wants to be with a team that's winning. You know, I feel I'm going to have a lot of sleepless nights. I know that it's on me now to deliver for the city of Washington.
Packers opening training camp next week. The shareholders meeting is on Monday. The New York Jets opened their training camp yesterday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers using GPS to find his way to the address of One Jets Drive in Florham Park, New Jersey.
19 years in, been a lot of training camps. All of them been at 1265 Lombardi, but showing up at One Jets Drive was a little bit different. Obviously, there was a lot more cameras with Hard Knocks being here, but yeah, it's exciting. You want to be a part of a place that has high expectations, and there's a lot of positivity around here, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, we got to temper expectations early on in camp and focus on the little things to get there. You know, some people are looking to knock you down a little bit. There's going to be a lot of that, so we got to deal with that the right way, because obviously last year they had a good start to the season and couldn't finish it off. And if we want to be playing in January, we got to be consistent throughout the season.
That's Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution. Joined on a lovely, lovely Friday afternoon, my absolute favorite Wednesday of the week, by Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Will. Having fun here on a Friday. Glad to be with you on the airwaves and ready to kick your behind in some Wisconsin headlines.
Don't call it a comeback.
I know. I've been here the whole time.
I'm back. I am back. I am ready to go. I did my homework. I am locked and loaded. We got Aaron on the ones and twos. Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to a fair election again this week.
Yeah, I think it's a very Wisconsin headline that our judge left last Friday and was, fishing instead of at his day job. So I'm glad. Maybe we can kick off right there, Aaron.
No comment.
That was one of my contributions, actually, for this week. I was going to say, local Wisconsin judge skips out on day job to go fishing.
You know, it was a free spot. If I didn't go, no one was going to use it. So
you went to Alaska and back? Is that where you're telling the fishing trip took place last week?
It was in Wisconsin. Okay. This one was in Wisconsin, at least. So right. Definitely no multiple $100,000 fishing trips. It's probably like a $100 fishing trip. I don't know.
Good. We want to thank Jay Matinair, who filled in last Friday in Aaron's absence, for being an excellent judge for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. I believe I'm up 2-2. I don't know what the official total is. I don't know if it's 5-3, if it's 6-4. Can't quite recall what the total is, but I believe I have a 2-point advantage, Will.
Math not your strong suit, Luke.
Is that correct? What do you mean?
I'm going to go with 4-2 just based on how many Fridays we have had.
I thought I got bonus points in there. I don't know.
I think that would make sense.
4-2. All right.
That sounds about right to me. Yeah.
Okay. So four leading two heading into the week. If you've got a Wisconsin headline that you'd like to share with us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. And if you submit a Wisconsin headline to add in for the judging today for most Wisconsin headline of the week, you can win yourself 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. We're giving them away here on Town Call and several other Civic Media Radio products throughout this free ticket Friday. So if you participate with us by providing a Wisconsin headline, you can win 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. Will, you want to – should I give you the honors of –
Well, you kind of touched up. My first headline was going to be Free Ticket Friday, Civic Media offering tickets to the state fair. If you can contribute your best Wisconsin headline of the week. But you did kind of beat me to that punchline, I guess. Sure, I'll go first. And I'll start with, what do I want to dig up first? Let's go with this piece over from WisPolitics, because we covered this extensively throughout the course of the race. But WisPolitics tracks $56 million in spending on Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Wisconsin politics has tracked more than $56 million spent on the spring Supreme Court race, almost four times the previous national record, as liberals flipped control of the body for the first time in 15 years. It's likely the final tab was significantly higher thanks to issue ads and spending on infrastructure that aren't reported to the state. Democrats said those efforts add millions to the more than $32 million that Wisconsin tracked in spending by Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz and the groups backing her. Meanwhile, conservative former Justice Daniel Kelly and his supporters spent more than $22.5 million, according to campaign finance reports, independent expenditure filings, TV records, and interviews. The rest was spent by Judge Jennifer Doro, Judge Everett Mitchell, and their backers ahead of a four-way primary. The previous national state record for a state Supreme Court race was a 2004 Illinois contest that hit. Luke, you want to take a guess?
I think that one hit, it was in the teens, I want to say, like 16 million.
Excellent. 15 million was the old record. So, yeah, I know math isn't exactly your thing, Luke, but 56 is more than four times that total amount. While the most expensive Wisconsin contest had been the 2020 campaign when Daniel Kelly lost a bid to retain his seat to liberal Judge Jill Karofsky.
All right. So you got your math dig in. You had your fun. We broke some... We shattered some records with Wisconsin. That's a pretty Wisconsin headline with the judicial race. That happened a while ago. I'm gonna bring it back to current events today. As we mentioned yesterday, it was the kickoff of the Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, the two host countries for this year's 2023 Women's World Cup. Today, though, marks the Barbenheimer, I don't know exactly how it's being said, I guess. Oppenheimer, Barbenheimer, crossover.
I believe
between
Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer. Yes. But did you know that with all of the Barbie craze that's going on right now, with the movie release of Barbie today, along with Oppenheimer, leading to the Barbenheimer, Barbie's got some Wisconsin ties. We got a headline over at Madison Magazine. Is this Barbie really a Wisconsin girl? Forget about the blue, red, or purple. Wisconsin is a pink state. Catch the upcoming movie Barbie from the place where the fashion icon got her start. Do you know what a fictional hometown Barbie has, Will?
Okay, that is... no, that caught me completely off guard. I was trying to confirm the hashtag. First of all, it's just Barbieheimer, so we were both incorrect.
Oh.
But... where is Barbie's fictional hometown? I mean, there's a lot of Wisconsin towns. Can I get a little bit of a hint here?
It's in Richland County.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not going to get this.
So the fictional town of Willows, Wisconsin is, according to the
Willows,
Barbie media site. Yeah, yeah, very close to your name. Come on, Will. But Willows,
Wisconsin.
That was
going to be my next guess.
Yeah, next guess. The Barbie media site confirms that is where Barbara, or Barbie, Millicent Roberts grew up in Willows with her seven siblings, her engineer father, and stay-at-home mother. And there is a Willow, Wisconsin, the piece over at Madison Magazine points out. But Willows itself does not exist. It is a fictional town. But Barbie, she's a Wisconsin girl, so that all the movie craze, one of the allegedly going to be that one of the hottest movies of the summer, Barbie, she's got her roots right here in Wisconsin, and there's always a Wisconsin connection. So that is my off the bat most Wisconsin headline of the week, Will.
That's an interesting find, Luke. I actually went to Barbie.fandomwiki just now to
try to
read
confirm
a little bit on that. I found out that Ken is also from Willows. Barbie and Midge, who I'm not familiar with, but they grew up in Willows together. Barbie attended Willows High. And in 2015, her backstory was retconned so that instead of having lived in Willows long enough to attend Willows High, she moved to Malibu, California at the age of eight, where she met Ken because they were neighbors. So there is a quite a bit of backstory here to this character. I was not very familiar, but that is a really interesting find, Luke.
There's
well done.
Always a Wisconsin connection. So I did see there were several other pieces that talked about Barbie's ties here to Wisconsin. Mattel, I believe, the original toy brand here in Wisconsin that manufactured Barbie. So she's got her ties here. I do want to shout out Todd Alba for pointing me in the direction of this piece, though, specifically tying Barbie to Richland County, where Todd is from as well, out there in Richland Center. So Mr. Alba helping out a little bit with the best Barbie headline tying back to Wisconsin. But Barbie being a Wisconsin girl, that was my most Wisconsin headline of the week, Will.
Interesting. I mean, that's a very deep dive. That's a clutch find. I cannot deny that. So,
but like last week, we've got a little bit of rapid fire. It's not just one or two. If you've got a Wisconsin headline that you want to share with us here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. You can call or text, submit your Wisconsin headline. And if you are the first caller to do so, share a Wisconsin headline with us for what you believe is the most Wisconsin headline this week. Don't have the Barbie or whatever Will talked about. The Supreme Court spending.
Wow.
Don't have those discourage you. If you want to share,
we covered that loop for months.
If you want to share your Wisconsin headline with us and win four tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, 844-967-2789, because it is a free ticket Friday here with us on Town Call across the Civic Media Network. But we're going to do a little rapid fire like we did last week, Will. What is your next Wisconsin headline you want to get into before the weekend?
My next Wisconsin headline before we get into the weekend, Luke, and I'd actually like a little bit of commentary from you, because I'm coming to your neck of the woods for this headline, reading from WKOW.com.
Are you stealing one of mine? Is this how we're going to go? I got to start looking in Germantown for your backyard for some Wisconsin headlines?
I prefer to say borrowing, because I am asking for your opinion on it. And I will give the story back when I am done using it. Landlords, rent hikes push Madison renters towards tenant unions. A group of Madison renters and activists met at the Goodman Community Center Saturday to organize in response to what they say is an increasingly expensive rental market. Madison Tenant Power led the gathering that it called a renters' rights forum. The six-hour meeting consisted of a series of talks and activities intended to show renters the strength they have when working as a collective. Quote, we do have a major housing problem in the city, unquote, said Madison Tenant Power co-chair Jen Edwards, who helped lead portions of the day's discussion. Madison's rent has increased an estimated 7.4%, according to year-over-year data tracked by apartmentlist.com, which is the second highest of the 100 largest cities in the country. Luke, this is your neck of the woods, as we mentioned, and this is a topic that we've actually covered in the past as well, that housing in Madison is increasingly more and more difficult to find and to afford. Give me some contributions here from a boots on the ground journalist like yourself as to how this is impacting the Madison area.
No, that's a very Wisconsin headline. It's a very Dane County headline as well. Because yes, between renting costs skyrocketing from those numbers that you just shared, as well as there was a recent report, I believe from a similar, if not the same outlet, saying that the home price for a home in the Madison area was also the largest between April to May this year. So not only is rent going up around the area, so is housing. So that is a very specific thing that Wisconsin and Madison, Wisconsin, is facing right now. So that's a pretty good Wisconsin headline as well, Will. I will tip my cap to you. That was not one of the ones that I had lined up for my rapid fire session with you this Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a big union supporter, so I love to see it. I love to see the regular American citizens, and in this case, regular Wisconsinites, uniting together for a better cause and a better purpose.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the outcomes of those organizing efforts, something we'll have to definitely keep an eye on. If you want to share a most Wisconsin headline of the week with us, enter yourself in or receive a four-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. We want to hear those Wisconsin headlines. I think Will's got like a couple dozen he lined up. He's a little...
I got about 45, maybe 55 more left.
A little
for
nervous,
so I hope
shaking
you're ready to
in
go.
His boots. You know, he's hoping for a win, and you can be a winner and head over to the Wisconsin State Fair by sharing a Wisconsin headline with us here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're going to be right back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician.
They're also willing to train.
Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up. That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 82. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms again. Tonight, lows around 55, partly cloudy skies. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83, partly cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Very Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. And Luke, right before the break, I got my second headline out. Landlords and rent hikes pushing Madison renters towards tenant unions in Madison, which means it is back to you for your second most Wisconsin headline of the week. What you got for us?
Yeah, this one over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel relating to the intro music Aaron just got set up for us, meaning one thing, talking about them Badgers. Got a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. New quarterback Tanner Mordecai is set to lead Wisconsin and prove he's ready for the NFL. Now, this is a pretty Wisconsin thing because Russell Wilson did the same thing. Transfer, getting the starting job, and did pretty all right for the Wisconsin Badgers the year that Russell Wilson was here. So leading the team to the Rose Bowl, unfortunately, did not win that Rose Bowl. But this is a very Wisconsin thing. We're bringing in a powerhouse quarterback hoping to lead this new air raid offense that Luke Fickle is putting together for the Badgers. And I am excited to see what Tanner Mordecai has got in store for the Badgers this upcoming season. Will, that's my next Wisconsin headline of the week.
Before right, you continue,
I mean, low-hanging fruit, but go ahead, Aaron.
I do want to let you know that there was no collusion involved. I picked Jump Around on my own volition. I had no idea he was doing a Badgers headline.
I just made sure that I queued up my Badger headline to go along with the song.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Are you? Something you can say shenanigans right. All you want, but it doesn't matter.
Someone's been greasing the wheels. I think that explains the scoreboard.
It's not my fault that I took advantage of the fact that Aaron did a sound test earlier and used Jump Around, so I had a feeling that it was coming, and then, therefore I was able to play it. But Will was able to hear Jump Around too, so I wasn't the only one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, you want to now. You call shenanigans. I'm calling shenanigans on that. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We are sharing our most Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you want to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Share a headline with us that you thought was a very Wisconsin headline. Maybe could enter in for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. Aaron's going to be judging at the end of the hour, but you can submit those headlines to us. First caller to do so wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. All right, I believe you are up next, Will, for your following headline that is very Wisconsin.
I'll keep it in the world of sports, particularly world of American football. Reading over from a piece at CBSSports.com, Kenny Clark loves that the Packers are being 100% disrespected entering 2023. Quote, we're excited about it. He's telling the NFL not to sleep on Green Bay. Obviously, there's been so much offseason chatter surrounding the Packers, the bulk of it in regards to the trade of Aaron Rodgers rather than their prospects for the 2023 season. Even when you do dive into how these post-Rodgers Packers may fare this year, the consensus doesn't seem to be too optimistic. They currently have the worst odds to win the division in the entire NFC North at Caesars Sportsbooks and are favored to miss the playoffs entirely. First of all, that is disrespectful. I believe our over-under win total is the same as the Chicago Bears right now, and that's disrespectful, man. I don't like that. But you may expect some current Packers players to feel miffed about this early skepticism and lack of expectation. Kenny Clark is embracing it. During a recent appearance on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, Packers nose tackle asked if the lack of respect in Green Bay this season is a sign of the lack of faith in Green Bay is a sign of disrespect. And he said, quote, 100%, but that's cool. I like it that way. This has been one of the first off seasons where we ain't really been getting the credit, getting the love. Everybody says Aaron determines
what do you talk about? They got all the love.
We love it.
They got Jordan love. They've got all the love this season. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you'll have to bring that up with Kenny if you want to play semantics. But he continued that everybody says Aaron determines whether we win or lose, so we love it. There it is again. We're going to embrace it. When it comes to week one, when the season gets here, we'll see how everything stacks up. We're excited about it. Ooh-wee, Luke. Ooh-wee. With Rodgers out.
That's one way to take that approach. I have a feeling it'll be interesting. I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns for this season in Green Bay. It's kind of a super Wisconsin headline. I don't know if it's the most Wisconsin headline or if it's in those even top five.
It's unique because as Kenny Clark noted, the Aaron Rodgers era began in 2008, right? So this is the first time in a long, long time the Packers have not come into the season as, if not heavy divisional favorites, at least divisional favorites and serious contenders for both the NFC Championship as well as the Super Bowl. To not have the pressure of those expectations hanging over your head, I don't know, perhaps it gives the opportunity to play a little more freely. Perhaps it gives Jordan Love the opportunity to work more within Matt LaFleur's system. We know Aaron Rodgers loved to improvise. He loved to kind of go outside the box and do his own thing, which some people love, some people hate. If you're a system quarterback, Dan Orlovsky said it this weekend on ESPN that if Jordan Love's able to perform within the system, then the Packers could actually be a surprising playoff contender and or make a serious run.
It'll be interesting to see, that's for sure. I would have preferred to get a little bit of a better preview of Love last year while a certain someone who now lives on the East Coast had a broken finger, but that's okay. That's a grievance for a different Friday. But we've got... anything else you want to add on the Packers, or are we good to jump to the next Wisconsin headline that I've got cooking, Will?
I mean, we are. I'll sit here and talk about the Packers for the next 10 hours if you'd like. Unfortunately, we only have about 20 more minutes in the show. So you can feel free to jump to your next headline.
All right, folks, if you want to share a Wisconsin headline with us here on Town Call on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. First caller to do so will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. And kind of in that vein, but this is a very Wisconsin headline. Our friends over at Up North News, and you can find the website at upnorthnewswi.com, the headline, here are five things that set the Northern Wisconsin State Fair apart from that big event in West Allis. And just that headline alone is such a Midwest nice way to point and say, we're better than that other thing over there that we're not even going to name. So the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, you know, firing off a couple shots in that headline at the Wisconsin State Fair that you can attend if you share a Wisconsin headline with us on this Friday afternoon. But this piece over at Up North News, going through all of the big deals that were taking place at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair at Chippewa Falls this past weekend. And it goes through the entire history of why the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is different from the state fair held in West Allis. And just a very, very Wisconsin headline, in my opinion, because the subtle jab at the other big fair in the state was too good not to share, Will.
If you say so, Luke. I do like it is very Midwestern nice, yes. You know, you want to refer that back to, we'll use the Packers as an example. People famously come tailgate at Lambeau just to experience the atmosphere and how cool and refreshing and just generous and kind the people are. We're famous for that type of behavior where even if we're going to throw a little bit of shade, we'll do it as nice as possible so as to not hurt your feelings or offend you.
Okay. I mean, Aaron, you think that's got to be a pretty Wisconsin way to throw a jab, right? Just saying what sets it apart from that other big festival in West Allis rather than actually naming the other fair?
Certainly Midwestern, yeah.
See, Aaron's agreeing with me. If you agree with us, 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts for Wisconsin headlines here on Town Call on this Friday afternoon. Think it's
greasing
back to you.
Greasing those wheels again. Greasing those wheels. All show, every show. That's all he does. So mine's a little bit...
To be fair, I tried to send Aaron to a Brewer game tonight, and he turned me down. So, you know, not all the grease was getting to where it needed to go.
Why would you admit that on air? You just...
Well, that is because we had some extra tickets. We had some extra tickets, and I needed to see if he wanted to go. That's all.
And see, this is proof of my impartiality.
See?
I turned down the lavish gifts from people who I knew I would be judging.
That is how impartial of a judge we have
right
there.
Thomas, at least, so I'll take that.
That's an extremely, extremely low bar, in my personal opinion.
Well, as long as we're talking low bars, I'm reading over from a piece at Raw Story. Wisconsin Republican casts doubt on innocence of Central Park's exonerated five. A hearing in the House Oversight Committee took a turn on Wednesday when a Republican lawmaker attempted to use the so-called Central Park Five, now known as the exonerated five, as an example of a two-tiered system of justice that also applies to Donald Trump. The comments came as part of the ongoing hearings investigating President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Ranking member Rep. Jamie Raskin recalled some of the comments Trump had made in the past about the five who were wrongly convicted of of raping a woman in the park in 1989 and were fully exonerated in 2002. Can you guess who this Wisconsin official would be, Luke?
Yeah, because you already told me, so I don't think that's really a fair guess. You threw it to me knowing that I knew the answer. We talked about this yesterday.
Okay, I'll guess. Ron Johnson.
No.
Great guess, and I will have a Ron Johnson story coming up, but no, it was not Ron Johnson. It was Rep. Glenn Grothman, who said, okay, quote, just one thing with regard to what happened in Central Park years ago, the mischaracterization of what happened there is, I'm sure, very hurtful and harmful for the Central Park jogger. I wish you wouldn't have. There's more to that story, and you know very well. Thank you. Of course, the Central Park Five, as we noted, were exonerated in 2002, fully exonerated. But Glenn Grothman is apparently living 20 years in the past and or just wants to do whatever he can say to defend Donald Trump in regards to this imaginary two-tiered system that is and is not somehow applying to the former president. I do not understand, Luke, but I had to throw some shade because that is incredibly frustrating. And Grothman has been in the news a number of times over the past couple months, embarrassing us at the national level.
Embarrassing things said by Wisconsin congressman is a pretty Wisconsin thing. I will not disagree with you on that front. I got a very Wisconsin thing as well with this next headline, Will. And folks, if you out there want to share a Wisconsin headline with us, 844-967-2789. This one over at WKOW, here, Channel 27 here in Madison. The headline, Dane County Bar Raffle outpays over $100K despite being deemed illegal. Now, this is like the most Wisconsin polite thing, that authorities showed up to this bar in Mount Horeb to let them know that the raffle they were conducting was illegal, but they still let the raffle winners get their winnings. So very, very, I think they were almost told that they were forced to make the drawing there because that was what was made it illegal. But the Queen of Hearts raffle was going on at this, called the Doghouse, a bar in Mount Horeb, for the better part of the last year, Will. And they flipped over a card every Tuesday night, waiting for the Queen of Hearts. And if the Queen of Hearts came up on the week, they drew out of the raffle tickets and called a winner. And it kept going every week because the Queen of Hearts wasn't showing up. So this went 50 weeks. 50 weeks. There's only a couple cards left in the deck. Yeah, there was only three cards left there. I guess two after the queen. But the pot paid out more than $100,000. A portion of it did go to charity, which is what was the provision that the bar owners thought that would make it a legal raffle of this style. But this style of raffle, not legal in Wisconsin. So state officials showed up, told the bar they had to shut it down. There's now a petition circulating to try to make that type of raffle legal in Wisconsin. But the authorities still let the raffle take place. So I thought that was the most Wisconsin raffle bar, dive bar related story that I'd seen. Because, boy, just like showing up, shutting down the party, but being like, all right, we're going to shut down the party, but we'll let you finish real quick. Very, very Wisconsin headline right there, Will.
Boy, 100K too. Is it too late to sign up for this raffle? Can I get myself
yes,
involved?
It's been shut down. It's been shut down.
Oh, that is a bummer. You got me excited there for a little bit, Luke.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. If you want to join us on this Friday afternoon, share a very Wisconsin headline with us, 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 82, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 55. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
With us. Give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. And my next headline, taking the next step on Aaron's guess as to my previous headline, going to continue with embarrassing Wisconsin election officials, reading over from a piece at heartlandsignal.com. This is this headline in and of itself is just so Wisconsin since 2010. But Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson lets the conspiracy theories fly during YouTube interview. During an interview with YouTuber Tommy G, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson entertained the idea that the government was involved with JFK, said the left should be investigated for Jeffrey Epstein's death, and an assortment of other stereotypical conspiracy theories in the middle of the 20-minute video released Tuesday titled Investigating Corruption in Washington, D.C. The YouTuber and documentarian Tommy McGee said that Johnson was the only U.S. senator willing to be interviewed by him. Wow. Is that new, Luke? Ron Johnson and conspiracy theories. Can you name a better combination?
That's pretty accurate between those connections there. That the horse paced throughout the pandemic. But I almost want to argue that's a Florida headline. That the U.S. Senator Ron Johnson becoming more and more a Florida man. You know, it seems to be there's a lot of Florida flights connecting where he goes to and from leaving Washington, D.C. So I'm going to say not super Wisconsin headline then, just because it's got ties back to a Florida man.
Well, Ron also said that he does not trust U.S. intelligence agencies because he's seen them act corruptly while originally denying the existence of Hunter Biden's laptop, and that he assumes he is always being tailed and that his phones and computers are being tapped into.
Well, that might have been because he spent the 4th of July of, 2016, 2017 in Moscow instead of celebrating?
I believe 2018.
2018? Oh, I was close. Times, as we referred to yesterday, or whatever it was. It's just a giant circle. 844-967-2789. You can share your Wisconsin headlines with us here on Town Call. I got one more. I got a couple, but I think this one, I got to touch on it last week, but it wasn't a full submission. It was kind of a honorable mention. And so now that Aaron's back, I do want to share it. This one over at Urban Milwaukee, giant mozzarella stick concept coming to Third Street Market Hall. It's going to be a foot-long mozzarella stick. And it looks amazing. Check out the article over at Urban Milwaukee. The piece written up by Sophie Bullock, I believe is how Sophie pronounces her last name. I could be wrong, though. But the co-owners of two different restaurants, Mac and Cheese and Alfonso's, the original pizzeria, are gathering together at the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee, and the giant mozzarella sticks are coming to the 3rd Street Market Hall. So a foot long. That's so Wisconsin. That is just incredible. I want to go have one. I'm going to have to try it out and go for like a long run afterwards, or maybe a walk just to be able to digest it.
You let me know how that goes down. I'll take the cotton candy. What was it?
The cotton candy lemonade or whatever it was.
I'll handle that if you can handle the foot long mozzarella stick, because that is just too much mozzarella stick for me.
And I hear you have one more because you know you want.
I do.
You need
I do
a little.
Have one more.
You need
Wisconsin.
A little extra something just to try to make it up on the scoreboard.
Wisconsin's getting some coverage at the national level, and I like it. The Friday read from Politico magazine, titled "This Is a Really Big Deal: How College Towns Are Decimating the GOP." And it leads off from Madison, Wisconsin, noting spring elections in Wisconsin are typically low turnout affairs. But in April, with the nation watching the state's bitterly contested Supreme Court race, voters turned out in record-breaking numbers. No place was more energized to vote than Dane County, the state's second most populous county after Wisconsin. Obviously, it's been a long progressive stronghold.
After Milwaukee, you mean, right? There's not a Wisconsin county here in Wisconsin.
Yes, my apologies. The state's second most populous county after Milwaukee. It's long been a progressive stronghold thanks to the double influence of Madison, the state capital, and the University of Wisconsin. However, turnout in Dane was higher than anywhere else in the state. The Democratic margin of victory that delivered control of the nonpartisan court was even more lopsided than usual. And there was a nice little quote to end that paragraph. In effect, Dane has become a Republican killing Death Star. I am never going to shy away from the Star Wars references, particularly when we can give a Dane County shout out at the national level.
Yeah, well, listeners at WMDX here in Madison, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, they tend to vote, Will. They do tend to vote. And so that is an excellent piece. A little final tidbit there. I'll leave it at that. He can have the lopsided entry number when it comes to this most of Wisconsin headline of the week, because we only got a couple of minutes left for the big show. So we've got the record-shattering state Supreme Court race spending. We've got the Barbie's ties to Wisconsin and all of the other headlines that we shared. Aaron, we got any favorites from you, honorable mentions, before you pick the most Wisconsin headline of the week?
You see, this is a tough one because there's so many. So first of all, I have to keep it straight in my head who said which one. Second of all, I know in the past when it was you had one and Will had multiple, I didn't want to count multiple. But now that you both have multiple, I think it is fair to
We're going to do like a giant sum. You're not going to just
cumulative.
Pick one.
Who
it's going to be cumulative.
Total headlines. Oh.
Today, I'm going to do it cumulative.
Do I have time to sneak in one more? Just so that we got the same amount of entries. I got time real quick here. Which one do I pick? I got two left. Let's go with this one. The community rallying around Rudy the pig here in Madison. So Rudy, a pig, is on the near west side, is being evicted. Got a notice, 7-day notice from local county and city health officials last week that he had to move out of the city of Madison. We've got ordinances against pigs here. But the community is rallying around it, so it's going to be interesting to see how city officials react to Rudy. So I guess
Rudy
now
needs to get
even
involved with this tenant union.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You go. All right, Aaron, now we've got even entries. I didn't know this was going to be a collective thing. I thought Jane picked just the most Wisconsin out of the rapid fire, but judge away, Mr. Zommers.
All right, I guess in the future we'll have to disclose that information ahead of time. But I think that while both of you had a lot of things that are very emblematic of Wisconsin, one of you had a collection that tells a story. And
Will wins.
Yeah, Will wins. because
spoilers, Luke.
Yeah, I wanted to center my moment. I didn't center all mine around. I got a smorgasbord from everywhere. I had stories about Barbie dolls, a pig, a dive bars.
Did not listen to the judge who I told a story. I was being interactive. I had a narrative I wanted to convey, and I kept everything in tune. Thank you, Aaron, for finally seeing the light.
I also do respect the smorgasbord of different cultural touchstones where Will's was more political. But anyway, we don't have time for me to explain it further.
We got plenty of time, Aaron. It's the weekend now. Folks, have an excellent weekend. You've been listening to Town Call. We'll have more State Fair tickets to give away next Friday. Till then, talk to you later.
Take it easy, party people.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. This